Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we finished verses 13 through 18, and we were just starting the invitation. Now listen closely.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When they had the name of God and faith and holy and those things removed, and it sounds like the world, and it walks like the world, and it does not permit preaching on sin and evil, then, my friend, that is a filthy imitation of the true and holy God. And if you think an apology is coming for that, don't hold your breath, you'll die. So again, when we'll not allow anything to overshadow the work of God, then we'll be blessed and be His blessed servants indeed and living godly. God's work never proceeds without opposition from the enemies of true holiness and righteousness. You see, people often acknowledge truth without understanding it. It is understood truth that transforms the life. That is why Romans 12:2 is adamant imploring us to renew our mind. Worldliness, the contemporary, and a host of other blended things have made inroads because the world and the culture has been allowed to set the agenda and the purpose for the life, even people in their worship and faith in God. There is never a situation in which the action of the flesh can be the only response or the right response. Never is anything of the flesh better than the plan of God. Now, my friend, I just gave one illustration of marriage. When a man says, forsaking all others, and keep thee only unto you. And a woman says the same thing, forsaking all others, and keep me only unto thee. What are they saying? They're forsaking, they're repenting, they're turning from, and they are believing into. That is, they're turning to that person. You say, what do you mean believing into? When you believe into, and that's what the word believe there, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believeth into is what that word means, believeth, to believe into. When a person gets married, they're believing into. In other words, I believe that this person will love me. I believe this person will be faithful to me. I believe this person is willing to walk with me through this life. The husband will guard. The husband will be a protector. He'll be a provider. The wife, she will be the love, and she will be the mother of the children, and she will work with the household affairs, and she'll be in subjection, and we will be the team God wanted us to be. See, Acts 20 and 21, chapter 20, verse 21 says, repentance towards God. Why? Because all sin is against God. In faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he became the sacrifice for our sins. And that's what the gospel is all about, my friend. You see, the Bible says that all have sinned. That's me, that's you, all of us. All have sinned. Sin means to miss the mark. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, people like to say, oh, I'm better than so-and-so in your church. I ought to go. Don't compare yourselves to hypocrites. Compare yourself to the glory of God. And the glory of God is Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And so the only thing God ever compared you to is Jesus Christ. We all have sinned and come short. And the idea of come short is we continually come short. Come short of the glory of God. And what's the result? The wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, the wages of sin that we've all done is death. Final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. Now, friend, Jesus, because he loves you, why do you turn from those others that you dated to just that one person? Because you believe they love you and you love them. So you're turning from, but in the act of turning from those others, what you're really doing is turning to. God loves you, but God is an all-holy God, and he demanded a payment for sin. And so Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in our worst state, Christ died for us. For the most profound words, the most profound phrase perhaps in the Bible is Christ died for us. Jesus in love died on a cross. Men for about 3 hours did all they could do to his body. But the last 3 hours of the cross, the skies turned dark. The Father took over the crucifixion. Isn't it interesting that Isaiah chapter 53 says it pleased the Lord to bruise him, that even when it was his only begotten Son on the cross, his attitude about sin did not change. And the all-holy God poured out upon the human spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ all the wrath that you and I deserved, that you and I would have if Jesus would not die for us. So Jesus shed his blood, for the life is in the blood, and he shed his blood on the cross and died for us. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead. He ascended into heaven and offered his blood as the payment for our sin. He did that for you. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He makes a commitment to you, and he's already made the commitment. And yet, in a wedding, it's not a completed thing until she also says, I do. Till she also realizes he's head, he's husband, I'm helpmeet, but he loves me, and I love him. She won't say, I do, and she won't enter that relationship where he is head, he is God, he is Father, and he is husband, and he is in charge. I'm submitted. And if she won't enter that relationship with the husband, she won't say, I do, then they're not married. However, if she does, they'll be married. Now, she may not be, and he may not be in humans, when it's with humans in their marriages. He may not be a good husband. He may be a great husband. Maybe an average husband. Same thing for the wife. Good wife, great wife, bad wife. But any of those ways, they're still married. They're husband and wife. They're one. So much better than they just move in and live together. No commitment. Oh, they'll say we love each other. You know, they'll say the right words, but hey, I'll buy your marriage license for you. Would you get saved? That's when they hesitate. That's when they change the mind. That's when they decide, no, not that. Well, they don't want a commitment. They want to be able to leave when they want to leave. Marriage is a commitment. There's a finalness to it. There's a life investment to it. And that's what the Bible taught, why the Bible likens being saved to getting married. Where Christ is head, we're subjected. So in Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. What is the heart belief? When you're believing with your heart, you're believing with your life. What is the righteousness? It's the righteousness of Christ. In other words, you're putting all, they used to say, all the eggs in one basket. You're trusting the eternity of your soul and life completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, there was a day when I could say, for if Andy Bloom shall call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom shall be saved. And you can put your name in there. And it's for whosoever. God loves you individually. He loves you as you've never been loved before. And he wants to save you. And you want to turn from sin, and you say, there's just sin in my life I can't turn from. You turn to him and ask him to take it from you. He will. He will. Will you do that right now, right where you are? Would you pray and ask the Lord for salvation? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and paid my penalty in full. He shed his blood for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead, physically, bodily, and even now is in heaven, preparing a place for me for when he comes back to take me to heaven. So I right now ask you to forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me of my sin, come into my heart and save me. I give you my life right now. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed and you meant that, would you write us and let us know? On our website, you'll find a book called Building Blocks. It'll tell you how to begin in this new Christian life. We also have a booklet that's also on our website. You can open it up there on your internet as well. And it's called Church Fellowship, and it tells you how to not only be involved in a church, but what church fellowship, partnership is all about. And I hope that you will get into that as well. Well, I see that our time is up now. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamplight broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.